So, did you forget about where we first met? Or do you just like keeping a lady waiting? Oh, I'm just pulling your leg, you're fine. I wasn't even waiting that long. Just got here like 10 minutes ago. Here, come here. I missed you so much, holy shit. So, how have you been today? Okay, so the usual, basically. Was work too hectic, or was that fine? Okay, that's good. I missed you these past 2 days. Really don't like the distance between us sometimes, but I'm glad that you come over though. And I'm sorry that I don't really come over as much. Things can get really hectic for me, and I just, being near everything that I need to do is really helpful and kind of peaceful because of the whole beach scenery and stuff. Even though sometimes the world can feel like it's ending in my mind because of how fast everything's moving. But hey, I have you at least, and that's been helping me a lot lately. Jesus, been helping me so much. Fuck, I miss when you're around. Sorry. I fucking miss you so much. That bed is so empty without you. I miss you and your stupid snores. Oh, how else? I know you'll be sleeping over again soon, but still, miss you anytime I'm not near you. Come here, you. I'm never gonna get enough of kissing your handsome fucking face. Glad you got the voice message. Otherwise you wouldn't be here. About what I wanted to talk about. Yes. So. I'll talk about that in a second. Let's sit. Yeah? Let's sit. How about that? Let's just relax for a bit. It's a really, really nice night, and honestly, it kind of reminds me of the first night we were together on this beach, and I managed to actually catch you walking by, and holy shit, the odds, right? Come, just let's sit for a bit, okay? Take my hand. I think we were sitting on those two rocks over there. Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, those are definitely the rocks. Come on. Wow, your hand is really fucking warm. Goodness me. Anyways. Here, I think I got you to see. Yes, you sat on this rock. And then I came over here and sat here. Well, this feels nostalgic. Well, seriously, the odds of shit like this happening, right? Maybe it's fate. Destiny, like I said. I feel kind of corny saying shit like that, but I don't know. It feels right, and these past few months, I've been so happy being able to see you and hold you and kiss you and the other fun things we can do as well. I feel like I'm moving quickly with some of these things, but I feel like I've been given a chance. And I don't want to pass up this chance that I got to have you in my life. And I want to keep you in my life so I don't need to spend years missing you and years wondering why I didn't kiss you or why I didn't tell you that I felt that way about you and so on and so forth. Know we've spoken about this a lot since we've gotten the chance to catch up, but fuck, I've had so many opportunities to kiss you back then, to confess to you, and I really wonder how much further we could be together if I did that. Well, yeah, I guess you could have made a move too, but still. I was so into you, and. Goodness. But hey, I'm really happy that we're here now in this moment. Because hopefully, this next thing will be easy for me to do, and I don't chicken out of it, because holy shit. Well, it's gonna be Valentine's Day soon, and well, Valentine's Day, you ask people to be your Valentines and yada yada yada. But I kind of want to ask you to be a bit more than my Valentines, and honestly, it's a big leap, but I get it. I know I'm struggling at explaining this, but just give me a second, okay? This is difficult. fuck it. Just could you close your eyes for me, please? Holy fuck, holy fuck, holy fuck, holy fuck, holy fuck, holy fuck. Don't laugh. Don't laugh. Okay, and oh, you have no idea. Just okay. Oh, holy fuck. Okay. okay. So don't freak out or anything. Hopefully you don't freak out as much as I've freaked out or how I'm freaking out right now, but. Fuck it, I know what I want and I know what I want to do. Look, asking you to be my Valentine's doesn't feel like enough, and I want more than that. I want you permanently. I want to be with you, and I want your last name, or for you to have my last name. Oh, yeah. Open your eyes. Will you marry me? I feel like I could have had a better execution on that, but I. Really? Shit, you're for real, right? This isn't some sort of sick joke, right? You actually mean it? Yes? This isn't a joke, right? This really isn't a joke. Oh my God. Holy shit. Holy shit. Oh my God. Well, oh my God. Wow. Wow. Okay. That is way better than I dreamed of it being. Of course I dreamed about it. And it honestly kind of motivated me to do this. Wow, hey. Are you sure? Like seriously, are you sure? Does that... Okay. Yeah. Fuck. Holy shit, come here. Future wedding. I'm wondering if maybe you'd also like to move in. I really get lonely when you're not around. So, what do you think? Even if you're rubbing me just through my panties. Don't be afraid to put your hand in, you know? Like I away from you for a bit. Generous of you. Okay. I'll take off my pants too. No, you have all the access you want back there, while I tend to what's rightfully mine. Had to concentrate. You don't want this too. Oh, you seem to really like it inside of me. So, I'll do us both a favor and guide you in. No, we don't need a condom, it's fine. Don't worry about that. Just watch it go in, okay? Okay. Oh, fuck. Oh, you fill me up so good. Okay. You ready? As of late, so that's kind of unsafe. But honestly, I think That kind of makes things harder, don't you? I mean, think about it. Sucking your cum in deeper inside of me while I ride you. Sure, there's the added risk of pregnancy, but I always have the after pill. Haven't you wanted to come inside me raw like this before? With the risk of really getting me pregnant? I think it's pretty hot. I think your cock thinks it's pretty hot too. Hey, don't protest. You know what? I just put your hand on my breast and... Holy shit. Oh god, your cock is so fucking dead. Peaceful. The waves are so relaxing. Pairing that with the sound of your heartbeat is a really good pair. Fuck, I seriously love you. Inside me. I love you so much. Hello, my darlings. I hope you're all having a wonderful week or a wonderful current month, or if you're watching this at a later date, a wonderful friggin' other month in the year. I just hope you're doing well, and I hope, you know, you're remembering to take care of yourself, remembering to smile, and, you know, just trying to gradually get yourself out of your comfort zone if that's something you're trying to do, and so on and so forth. I just want to remind you, I'm very proud of you. People are proud of you. You're doing amazing, and, you know, you're doing your best, and that's all people can really ask for. And the fact that you're doing your best is truly amazing. The fact that you're going out there and you're still trying. Maybe you're trying to work on yourself. Maybe you're trying to get a job. Maybe you're working harder at your job. Doesn't matter. I know that you're putting in all your effort, and I'm proud of you for that. And I'm not the only one who's proud of you for it. You should also be proud of yourself for still going strong. Okay? Treat yourself to a fucking bowl of ice cream. Your favorite ice cream. Get yourself a bowl of ice cream. Hell, maybe get yourself a milkshake or something. And like, if you know, whatever you like the most, what food you like the most, I say treat yourself to it this week. Because you deserve it for all the work you've been putting in. Mwah. Thank you so much for being here, my darlings. And until next time, bye.